are listening to the Project Weight Loss Podcast, where your best life is just one project away. And now, your host and life coach, Fina Perez.
Hello, everyone. Hope you are amazing. I had a productive week last week. I'm getting ready for all the things. You know me. I love plan, and I do. So my sister San and my hiking friends are in the planning process of our Camino Walk 2023. I love the way everyone is chipping in and doing their part, and it's just so exciting to me to plan this trip. And of course, the physical training starts promptly in January, and I will keep you abreast of all of it. Super excited about it. We're planning to start our hike with the Le Puy route in France and hit a series of the most beautiful French villages, hiking the mountainsides, and then we travel to the starting place of the last trek we did in Spain. So the Sarria route that I did last year. Last year, just to recap, San, my sister, and I walked 2 weeks in Spain in that Camino. And this year, instead of 2 weeks, we're actually doing 3 weeks. So super exciting. I think all of our group is really looking forward to this trek. And I wish everyone could come with us. But that's not always possible. So I'm going to dedicate a day to the ones that stayed. So what about you? Are you planning any travel in 2023? And where will that be? A big trip or a series of little rejuvenating trips? And, you know, I hope so. And in the end, it really can be economical if planned ahead, if you have a project plan for it. So this particular episode will be a shorty episode because I'm getting ready for my running partner, my son, to get home. So lots to do. But you are very important to me. So I wanted to share this research with you. And also, if you haven't had a chance to download my holiday tips, I highly recommend that you go to my website, projectweightloss.org, or you can also find the link in the show notes of episode 28, where I talk about the tips and tools. They are coming. All the events. So let's be ready and have a plan. Anyway, every so often, I want to talk about a type of eating or a type of eating program. In episode 21, we talked about intermittent fasting. And so today, I want to break down another program, and that is the keto diet. I want us to see what the scientists and the maesters say about the keto diet. We will be talking about what it is, and I will share my experience about it as well. And I want to say that I don't have a recommendation of it one way or the other. My only true recommendation to you is that you consult your doctor before you start any diet to ensure your specific needs are met. So let's start with what keto is. And how I see it is that it's very similar to the Atkins diet. So if you have heard of Atkins or followed that diet, then well, keto is a variation of that to me. The overall concept of keto is that you eat a high fat, some protein, and low carb food plan. And so Atkins to me is slightly different in that you eat less fat and are allowed a bit more complex carbs. So the healthy carbs in the diet. As a side note, to me, it is really interesting how the term complex carbohydrate stands for the simple, healthy foods, while simple carbohydrate stands for your sugars and processed foods. And shouldn't it be the other way around? That always confused me in the past. How can you have foods that are processed, or shall I say overly processed and handled so much, changed so much to say that they're simple foods? I think of simple foods and I think of an apple, a carrot, simple. Anyway, side rant. So both the keto and Atkins don't really allow simple carbs. They allow some complex carbs, but the difference is in the ratios. So while I bring up Atkins, I'm really not focusing on Atkins today. I just want to give you some context and high-level comparisons so we can simplify it a bit. Now, keto is short for ketogenic and basically means the making of ketones in the body, or presence of ketones in the body. So what are ketones? You may be asking. Well, I asked that too. Ketones are chemicals made by your liver when it is breaking down fats. So ketones are used for energy. Think of fuel in your body. And they form when sugar or glucose is low. And of course, we know that sugar is a carbohydrate, so a carb. So basically, this diet looks to have a very low carb or sugar ratio in your body so that it can go into a state called ketosis. Ketosis is what happens when your body burns fat instead of sugars or carbs. So we put it all together, and a keto diet is basically a high fat, very low carb diet. The basic breakdown of calories or ratios of fats, carbs, and proteins to calories is mainly fat. So think 70 to 90% of your calories from fat. So bacon, mayo, cheese, cream, basically high amounts of animal fat. Then 10 to 20% of your calories from protein. And last, 5 to 10% of your calories from carbs. And the carbs are not what you're thinking as a sugar or cookies or something like that. No. Think an apple or a complex carb. So very little, if any, fruit or starchy vegetables. And the carbs also include grains. So when you think keto, think that the fruit, starchy veggies, and rice, quinoa, or any other grain are in the carb category. So 5 to 10% total of your calories. Very restrictive in the carb area. The Atkins general breakdown is 50 to 60% calories from fat, and a little bit more carb is allowed, as I mentioned earlier. The thought is that it creates a ketosis state in your body, turning it into a fat burning machine. And over time, your body becomes fat adapted. Now, later on in a different episode, I'm going to break down fat adaptation. I'm really going to go deep in that area. I'm not going to do it today, but I really want you to, you know, put a bookmark there and remember it, because we're going to come back to it probably in about 2 to 3 episodes. And so what happens with fat adaptations is it really helps with craving carbs in general. Right? It kind of stops that craving. So of course, this is the theory. And what it all means is that while people are on this diet, they're seen to lose weight rather quickly. So now that you know what it is and what is supposed to happen in your body and some of the outcomes of what happens, let's take a look at some pros and cons and some data and trends in this area of ketones and the keto diet. Staff at Mayo Clinic wrote an article in 2021 titled "The Truth Behind the Most Popular Diet Trends of the Moment," and their verdict is as follows. While the ketogenic diet may be recommended for some people with uncontrolled epilepsy, the high fat content and especially the high level of unhealthy saturated fat combined with the limits on nutrient-rich fruits, veggies, and grains is a concern for long-term heart health. And so while I include this verdict from Mayo Clinic, my review found a lot of the same thoughts that Mayo Clinic is expressing. A diet review titled "Ketogenic Diet for Weight Loss" by Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health basically says that the research reflects some short-term success in weight loss and certain health markers, such as insulin resistance, which for us is really good to know because insulin resistance is a very big deal when it comes to our project weight loss. And it's also interesting to those looking at type 2 diabetes specifically. Basically, they're saying that people feel full due to the high fat and protein of the meal, so less cravings, higher satiety, so you get more full more quickly in this diet. Changes in insulin and ghrelin are also seen in this diet because of the decreased sugars in the diet. So promotion of fat loss versus lean body mass is seen, again, due to the insulin levels. But here's the thing. Their bottom line is this. Available research in this area is still limited. They say that most of the studies so far have had a small number of participants were short-term, 12 weeks or less, and did not include control groups. They also say that a ketogenic diet has been shown to provide short-term benefits in some people, including weight loss and improvements in total cholesterol, blood sugar, and blood pressure. However, these effects after 1 year when compared with the effects of conventional weight loss diets are not significantly different. And they say that eliminating several food groups and the potential for unpleasant symptoms may make compliance difficult. And so they're questioning the sustainability of the diet in essence. And they also say that an emphasis on foods high in saturated fat also counters recommendations from the dietary guidelines for Americans and the American Heart Association and may have adverse effects on blood LDL cholesterol. However, it is possible to modify the diet to emphasize foods low in saturated fats, such as olive oil, avocado, nuts, seeds, and fatty fish. Therefore, if one chooses to start a ketogenic diet, it is recommended to consult with one's physician and a dietitian to closely monitor any biochemical changes after starting this regimen and to create a meal plan that is tailored to one's existing health conditions and to prevent nutritional deficiencies or other health issues. So, to me, I read this that the keto diet, per their research, has shown short-term results, but not conclusive results. And they recommend to definitely check with your doctor. The next article I want to share is Ketogenic Diet by Masood Annamaruhu and Upaluri. To counter the obesity epidemic, some healthcare workers do recommend the ketogenic diet. However, the primary care provider, nurse practitioner, dietitian, and internist, your doctor basically, needs to be aware of a few facts. So again, they recommend check with your doctor. They also say that this diet shows promise in the area of insulin regulation. However, they indicate that LDL cholesterol may increase on the diet, and LDL is the not so good cholesterol. They state that in various studies, the ketogenic diet has shown promising results in a variety of neurological disorders like epilepsy, dementia, ALS, traumatic brain injury, acne, cancers, and metabolic disorders. So there are some very definite pluses that they are seeing. While in the short term, the ketogenic diet may help one lose weight, this is not sustained over the long run. In addition, countless studies show that the diet is associated with many complications that often lead to emergency room visits and admissions for dehydration, electrolyte disturbances, and hypoglycemia. So to me, some good and some bad results, so mixed. Jury is out to me in this article. And you know, this got me thinking about when we were looking at schools for my kids. We looked at the U.S. News and World Report to see ranking and general information. So I went on to the Googles to see what the maesters at the U.S. News and World Report had to say, if anything, about keto. And well, they did. It ranked 37 per U.S. News and World Report. Now, to me, it is a major diet and well-known diet. So to be on there to begin with is an accomplishment as I see it. If there were no results, it would likely not be on there. So something to consider. Now, continuing on, I want to share what I learned from them. They offer some pros and cons to the keto diet. They say that the pros are that you see coaching and or group support available. They also indicate that it's convenient, so grab-and-go options, and that it has proven health benefits. The cons are that it lacks in-depth nutritional guidance. There's tedious portioning, meal planning, or prep. There's the potential for monotony unless you customize, so boring. And you know what? I just have to say that I'm not opposed to this one because sexy foods got me in trouble. So I don't know. I probably would place this one in both categories. Eating out is limited. Unsafe for some people. This is what they're saying. Unsafe for some people. Lots of rules to remember and could fall short nutritionally. And last, the U.S. News quotes the maester Lisa D. Ellis and quotes, "Any diet that discourages certain food groups, such as carbs, is not good for long-term weight loss." She says, "Such an approach may lead to vitamin and nutrient deficiencies." So I just gave you a bit of science and information on what some clinical maesters and researchers say about this diet. The other thing that I found when reviewing keto is that it has shown to increase inflammation in our body. So that, for me, concerns me. What I also want to share with you is what a simple meal could look like. right? So I'm giving you the science, but I also want to give you like actually applying it. What would it look like? So for breakfast, it would be eggs with cream or butter and any non-starchy vegetable. And then for lunch, a meat with cheese or another fat like avocado or bacon, a salad with dressing. And last for dinner, meat again with veggies, a potato, a salad, and dressing. Notice that there's no fruit, no beans, and no grains in this particular menu. So you would have to choose basically one type of carb. And in this case, it was a potato. So this gives you an idea what a high fat, regular protein, and ultra low carb or keto plan looks like. What has my experience been in the low carb diets? Well, for starters, I've done Atkins. In fact, I did it over 20 years ago and a good friend of mine helped me with it. I lost some weight and she helped me with vitamin supplements too. So it is true that there's a lot of support. I lost it quick and I gained it quicker. I ended up with an additional 20 pounds in the end. And there's a thought that it could have been my error. So I am faulting myself with this user error, right? In essence, I do not have sustaining success with the Atkins version of the low carb or keto type diet. So I tried it again after 10 years, but this time keto specifically, and I did it for a very short while because the truth was that it was hard to sustain for me. I love fruit and I couldn't quite reconcile why I had to choose between a grain, a bean, or a fruit like an apple. I ended up again losing quickly and gaining it quickly. In either of these diets, for me personally, I was unable to sustain the loss for more than 3 months. That said, I do know of one person who loves the keto diet and has sustained her weight loss and swears by this diet. And for it to be such a well-known diet, I'm sure others are having great success with it. I myself cannot recommend it, nor not recommend it. I'm going to stay neutral on this one. If it works for you and your doctor says go, please do what is right for you. I just want you to know what I have found in the research and in my own personal experience. I'm a big fan of limiting your intake of overly processed foods and the eating of veggies and proteins. Well, I'm on board with that. I hope this episode was useful to you to help demystify the keto diet. And now I'm going to go back to planning for my mafia, my family reunion. So have a great week, everyone. Permission to have an apple too. Love you all.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you're ready to achieve your weight loss goal and grow into your most authentic and amazing self along the way, check out our website at projectweightloss.org. See you there.